Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into the Cutting Room Floor. I am LeVar. It is Saturday night, and if you're listening to me, there's either one or two things going on. One, you're either about to go to bed and you're really bored, or two, your computer's stuck and our plan for world domination is actually working. You're actually tuning in and listening to us. But if you are, no matter how you're listening to us, we're glad that you are. And it's been a bit since we've been on, and if you have not, or if you've never listened to the show, don't know what it's about, basically, it is everything but the kitchen sink. Here on the News and Comment Network, we have Eye on Hollywood, which focuses on Hollywood stories, which is normally every Friday. Then we have the 411 Lounge, which is normally our one-on-one interview show. It can be with anybody, out of the clear sky. It could be anyone, and I'll have news on that coming up toward the end of the show, along with some great community news if you happen to be in Chicago. And the Cutting Room Floor is just everything else because there was no room to fit everything else. And along with News and Comment and the other two shows that I mentioned, there was nothing that we could put this under, nothing that we could really call the show except the Cutting Room Floor. And in that case, if this is your first time, welcome. If you are coming back to us again, thank you for tuning in. We've got a lot going on today, a Hollywood story to kind of begin things out here today. And, of course, if you have not heard already, sad news. It's sad, but I don't think anyone really is surprised. And that is about singer Amy Winehouse, who was found dead of an apparent overdose in her London apartment today. Now, the 27-year-old star, known for Hit Rehab and her literal struggle to stay out of it, was pronounced dead at the scene, though police say that the circumstances of her death are still, quote, unexplained. And sadly for her, she's become the newest member of what's being called the 27 Club, the list of brilliant rock stars who have perished at the same age, which I didn't even know. I know a lot about, you know, this industry because I followed it, grew up on it, but everyone I'm going to name off perished at the age of 27. Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and now sadly to that list you had Amy Winehouse. And it's one of those things where a lot of us saw the ending. We were hoping it wasn't that point because you've heard so much in the last few years alone that she's gone through, so much of the struggle, so much of trying to overcome this addiction, as you will. And for those of us who don't follow that crowd and don't do what she did, I mean, like I said, this is all an assumption, but we're not. It's kind of like slowly watching somebody die and there's nothing that you can do about it, you know, or slowly watching somebody crumble apart. I know a lot of people, you know, there's current celebrities that, you know, are on that list. I don't want to name too many names, but I know a lot of people always talk about how they're worried about Charlie Sheen's health or how they're worried about Lindsay Lohan's health. And a lot of these people who were normal found stardom and then just got caught up in the wrong path and went down a quick landsliding hill. And according to some people who last saw her on Wednesday, they say she looks great. And it always seems kind of odd, right, before someone passes or you see them for a final time. They look great. You know, I remember, you know, I think Brittany Murphy, when she was last seen in public, a lot of people say, even though she was kind of sick, she looked great. Passed away not that long later than that. And the sad thing here, you know, is that, you know, while a lot of people, of course, they'll make jokes about the rehab song and they'll, you know, do different things. And actually, I'm seeing here now that there is footage on YouTube of her last public appearance. She danced, but she didn't sing alongside her goddaughter, Dionne Brumfield, at the iTunes Festival earlier this week. And I'll actually watch that and have more for you on the latest show. But it is a loss, you know, no matter what you think of it, because someone who's talented has a lot of potential, and now it's gone. It just seems, it seems in a way unfair, but then again, you would hope that this serves as a lesson once again to everybody else about the dangers of drugs and alcohol and what it can do to you. And I'm pretty sure if she could come back and say one more thing, she would probably say, if you can avoid what happened to me, try to. I know she's been back and forth to some rehabs and in and out, and it just was not meant to be. And hopefully for, you know, whether it happens in your family, hopefully, you know, whether it happens to a celebrity, you would hope that they would take heed of this and try to straighten up and fly right. Sadly, we know that's not going to be the case and that some people will perish to their vices. But once again, just another footnote to history and a sad career cut short. I mean, we were only really graced with one, you know, major album there, and now we'll be left wondering what more she could have provided had she stayed on the straight and narrow path. Sad indeed. But if you are listening tonight and you want to chime in on anything that we're talking about, call in number tonight, 323-580-5600. It's 323-580-5600. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm opening it up to you, leaving it in your court. But I did have a couple other stories while I am looking to see if anybody's going to call, which actually nobody's ever called. People listen, but they never call. So if you are listening, turn ahead, 323-580-5600. We can chat, shoot the breeze. We've got about 22 minutes left. One thing that came out this week, article, interesting article. It was from, it's called The Threat, article by the name of a lady. Her name is Sarah Bernard. And there was, I guess she has Facebook friends affectionately known as Threaters. They wanted to share the grooming issues that irked them the most about men. This is, she asked her ladies, about what grosses them out about men. So men, if you are listening, take heed. There was about 10 things that they had. And in no particular order, I'm going to go down this list, a lot of it's just common sense. So if you guys are out there and you're guilty of this, ladies are taking note of it. And if you've had trouble lately in regards to finding someone, perhaps this may be why. The first thing that a lot of ladies said that was an issue, long, dirty toenails. Not fingernails. Long, dirty toenails. Or she says, as one threader called it, quote, hobbit feet. She says, guys, you don't have to sit for a pedicure, but there's no excuse for claws filled with dirt. How do you get dirt in your toenails? I guess unless you're walking through the mud. I don't know. It never happened to me. Another thing that turned women off, hair where it shouldn't be. And I'm not going to go on beards or mustaches. That's where it should be. But hair where it shouldn't be. Nose hair was the number one complaint, with ear hair a close second. I can tell right now, as soon as I mention that, there's probably some women going, ew, ew. And according to one of her readers, she said, why is it so hard to buy a trimmer and a mirror? Now, I actually will agree to that. Now, I own a trimmer, and I would even say, you know, if I see my phone calls out there, you know, if you got hair coming out of your ears, like grandpa, you got to invest in a trimmer. They're pretty cheap. You could even go to, you know, a dollar store and probably find them. A really cheap one. Or nose hairs. There should be no excuse to see a piece of hair coming out of your nose. That's just part of the fella. Hey. And ladies, too, I guess. Number three, mouth madness. Now, this is that's the basics. Brushing, flossing, and whitening. And one threader said, quote, certain guys seem to think that they can get away with, quote, yuck mouth. Not true. It's common sense, though. If you're going to go up to somebody and talk to them, you don't want, you know, something kind of smelly coming from there. Speaking of smells, number four on the list, unattractive smells. This can mean not showering often enough or not embracing deodorant. I know some of you like the old natural and may forget about it, but please, and especially now in the summertime where it's about 95 degrees, I should not smell you first. I kind of agree with the ladies on that one. It should not smell you first. Number five, and I was shocked that this actually made the list, eyebrow issues. I did not know this was such an issue with ladies about guys with eyebrows, they said. Either overgrown or overplucked. They said, we don't want unruly caveman hairs, but we also don't want you to look more sculpted than we do. Number six on the list, too much cologne. Now, this can go both ways, because I know some ladies that probably put on way too much perfume, and their issue is too much cologne. It says, if everything you touch starts to smell like your medicine cabinet, that's not good. So for you fellows, especially who wear that boot, yeah, you might want to cut back on how much you splash on. Number seven, too much waxing. It says, there's grooming and then there's waxing. No one wants to feel like there was a newborn. I don't wax, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know. That's for some guys. Number eight, dry, cracked heels. Since you can put lotion on them, you know. Now, actually, one of the things that I admit, you know, I'm a guy that likes to look the best. There is actually, and I've been using it. Now, I mean, fellas, I know you don't know, and you're like, well, what could I use? I'm going to introduce you to something. One, either a pumice stone. I think I pronounced that correctly. I hope so. Kind of looks like a rock. When you go to, you know, the drugstore or something like that, you see something in the ladies' aisle, it kind of looks like a piece of a rock. That's what it is. You use that, or, you know, you can use one of those new things with it when you put it in the shower and you stick your foot in there and it's got the little brushes or whatever. They sell them everywhere. And number nine, hair that never moves. It says if your hair is as hard as a car door, you've got to rethink your product. Now, if you've seen my picture, I don't think we're going to have that much of an issue because normally I'm bald and I don't think I have hair that never moves. So that's got to be some hard soap if that's an issue. And then number 10, letting your blackheads live on. That says everyone has zits, especially in the hot and sweaty summer. But geez, if you have blackheads in your face, deal with them or book a facial or somebody else will. Now, see, that kind of goes back to another thing. And I want ladies to answer this. There's a lot of, I guess, back and forth, and I've asked ladies about this. Do you feel uncomfortable if you see a guy coming in for, quote, a facial or a, or to get his nails done? I've seen it where ladies are like, well, I really don't like to see a guy coming in to get his feet done or nails done because I figure that to be a place where I can go and get groomed. Which to me, I mean, last I checked, those type of places didn't say that it was for women only, but I would think if you want your man to be properly groomed, do you mind seeing a guy coming in there? Just a question. But that's the interesting list out of that one. Now, to the other hand, and this is from the married men, there was actually a listing out in Women's Day, and I guess Dr. Karen Gail Lewis, this is an article by Nisa Shatani, and I want to give credit to where credit's due. And it was actually on Yahoo. But there was actually an article, I guess, in a study from a relationship therapist who's the author of a book called Why Don't You Understand? And she says, while it may seem to you that he disregards your feelings, he might be wishing like crazy you would just tell him what you want. 7 things your husband wants to tell you in order to help bridge the communication gap. Now, I think I've talked to so many other different people in the last few weeks about how important communication is in a relationship. And this is 7 things, ladies, that your husband wants to tell you. Number 1, a small thank you makes a huge difference. Now, she says in quote, you might think, I do plenty around here, so why do I have to say thank you whenever he pitches in? But he probably doesn't agree. And while you say I cook, clean, do the dishes and laundry, much more happily if my wife just said thank you more often, according to one guy. He says, just like you, he needs appreciation and, yes, a little ego stroking. Studies have shown that happy couples give compliments often. Offering a simple thank you is an easy way to show appreciation and make them feel significant. This, according to Todd Krieger, who is a licensed marriage therapist and author of The Long Hot Marriage. Now, I know all of you are going to be like, I'm not going to thank him. If I got to thank him, then I'm just not going to, enough of that. You know, it's time to kind of put that ego stuff aside. Guys, if a lady does something for you, if she cooks, if she does whatever, thank her. Ladies, if a guy does something, if he mows the lawn, if he does, there's not even enough of this standing on a soapbox. This is why people have more issues now than at any point whenever. If somebody does something nice, what do our parents always say? Thank you. Some relationships, you know, they don't have to thank each other. They automatically know that they appreciate each other. You don't got to go out and buy the big gifts. You don't have to go out and, you know, put it in somebody's face, well, I did this, 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 and this. Who cares? You know, a 50-50 relationship acknowledged what the other person does. That's why things always go south when somebody does not acknowledge what somebody does. So, guys, if you got a lady that goes way beyond and does things, acknowledge it. Thank her. Ladies, if you have a husband, a good husband that does that stuff, acknowledge it. Simple thank you goes a long way. Next thing on that list. It says, I'm more likely to offer you concrete advice than a shoulder to cry on. Ladies, you got to remember this. It says, when you come home from work and start complaining to your husband about your demanding boss, to him it sounds like you're asking for help, even if all you want is a sympathetic ear. And a lot of guys, it says, you know, try not to confuse his advice with criticism. But don't be shy about telling him, you know, I've tried that too. I think what I really need now is just to vent. Sometimes guys don't know. In our nature, if you're telling us things, we're going to assume that you want advice. That's what some guys will say, or most guys will think. Now, I'm a little bit different because I know, you know, you probably just want to vent. And if you're going to ask us for advice, you'll ask us a question. Otherwise, you want us to shut up while you explain it, or you're looking to vent. But there's a lot of guys who do not know. So if he gives it, just politely tell him, you know, hey, I just want to vent right now. They'll understand. You don't have to come back and snap, like, I don't want to hear what you got to say, blah, blah, blah. Just, there's ways around it. Number 3, if you want a chore done by a certain day, tell me that. Tell me. It says you asked him 4 times to fix the wobbly cabinet door to no avail. So your complaints about him not doing it seem justified. According to one guy, he says, my wife does this all the time. I know I have things on my mental to-do list that she wants me to handle, and I will. But unless she tells me it's urgent, I'm going to get to it when I can. And when he hears you ask for a task or chore to be done, all he's hearing is that you want it done, not that you want it done based on a timeline you set and have it shared with him. It's kind of like a job. If you tell somebody I want it ASAP, my boss always told me ASAP could mean tomorrow, it could be next week, it could mean anything. So when you want it done by a particular day, tell him. If a guy tells you I want to go out on a date with you sometime, you're going to want to know when, where, how, and why. So tell him. 4th thing on that list, he says, tell me directly what's bothering you. Now, that's a little easier said than done. And a lot of you ladies, I will say, will sit there and want us to guess, and then when we guess it, we're wrong. If there's something directly wrong, we're going to be sitting here playing a guessing game for a long time. It's like 20 questions. And say, you know, why didn't she just say I'm pissed off at you because instead of I'm fine, you're clenched teeth. The thing is, he knows there's something wrong thanks to exaggerated sighing and stomping around. He says, you may think you're not communicating, but you are. What you feel is being transmitted. just not in a healthy way. The key is to express it directly. Say, hey, I'm upset that you came home and went straight to the computer, rather than being passive-aggressive. That's what guys want to know. Number five, please don't ask me how you look in that dress. First of all, there's no right answer to a question like, do these pants make me look fat? Then there are the times that you ask this opinion, even though you've already made up your mind. Don't ask. If it's honesty that you're after, be careful what you wish for. Number six, I wish you didn't think we had to talk all the time to be close. Now, you both get home from work or finally get the kids in the bed, and then you just sit there watching television, and it says you call this togetherness. The truth is, he does, even if you, or to you, it's not being together unless you're actively having a conversation. The silence in the room and just your presence feels like closeness to a man, says one of these doctors, Dr. Lewis, who is a psychologist. He doesn't necessarily need, as you might, to be engaged in conversation in order to feel connected to you. So every now and then, reach out and squeeze his hand. If you want to talk, say so. But don't assume that silence equals lack of interest. And then the seventh thing on this list, of course, all guys, I guess, say it. He says, I wish you wanted sex more. Now, you may be thinking that your hubby always wants sex, but what you don't understand is that by rejecting him, you're making him wonder what he's doing wrong. And many men think, quote, I must not be so good at it. It's just not, you know, it's his needs, but it's about pleasuring you. Both men and women want to feel intimate with each other, and what women need to understand is that men often derive intimacy from sex, whereas oftentimes women need intimacy in order to have sex. So talk about what you both really want and find compromises that work for you. Are you in the mood? Act on it. He'll not only love that you initiated it, but also appreciate feeling desired by you. Pretty interesting article, but it's also pretty true. Just put that out there for you, just your friendly neighborhood local show, helping you out. Another article that I kind of saw out there, it was actually pretty interesting, and I kind of put it in the teaser about a crime that may be happening in your backyard. This from the Yahoo Contributor Network, an article this week, and what they're saying that July should be prime lemonade stand season, but it's been a rough summer for the lemonade stand industry. Police busted three Georgia girls for selling glasses of icy lemonade outside their house last Friday. The trio was trying to raise money for tickets to a local water park, but they committed one infraction. They're operating a small business without a permit. Are you kidding me? Now, in days of past, you and I could probably open up a lemonade stand or a little small stand, and nobody would say nothing about it, and it'd be fine. But nowadays, everything's by the book. Everybody's got to be Barney Fife about it. In the young entrepreneur's town, Midway, Georgia, demands that every stand pay, get this, $50 a day for a food or business permit. That according to MSNBC.com. And according to the police chief, Kelly Morningstar, she told him, we understand you guys are young, but still you're breaking the law, and we can't let you do it anymore. Are you kidding me? She said, the law is the law. We have to be consistent with how we enforce the laws. Now, luckily the city supported the girls and helped them to make proverbial lemonade out of the police chief's sour lemons. They each received a free ticket to the water park. But same story in a Cleveland suburb earlier this month in which kids were operating a lemonade stand were threatened and robbed by a group of teenagers. Now, the thieves approached the stand in a rusty car and threatened to beat up the lemonade sellers if they didn't hand over the cash. This is according to 11-year-old Omar Chapev. The kids lively handed over the $13.50 they earned selling lemonade. Later, an anonymous donor gave the police station $20 to recoup the kids' losses. And during the U.S. Open in June, Montgomery County, Maryland officials actually fined some young kids $500 for setting up a high-end lemonade stand, which had bottled lemonade and other drinks, near the tournament. The proceeds were going to charity, and officials eventually permitted the kids to keep selling as long as they relocated down the road. Are you kidding me? What have we come to? I don't know. But that is pretty much what's going on the cutting room floor. But while we have a couple minutes, and I want to get a couple of things in, one quick note, if you are in Chicago, there is a Community Day Youth Celebration coming up next Saturday. Saturday, July 30th, between 1 and 4 o'clock. If you are in the city, it is happening at Palmer Park, 201 East 111th Street in Chicago. This is being held by the group Black Pearl Enterprise Incorporated. In a time in which, you know, there's a lot going on and there's nothing for kids to do, and kids really kind of need something to have something to look forward to as they're going back to school here. Black Pearl Enterprise Organization is putting together a Community Day Youth event in which they are inviting all Chicago area students and their families, in which they're also calling out all poets and hip-hop lyricists to the One Mic Spoken Word Challenge. They'll have a gaming tournament, and their very own Storytime Live activity will also be featured. And the Black Pearls are also bringing back free food, fun, and, of course, you know, just a great community event. And they have a Facebook page. You can go to Black Pearl Enterprise on Facebook to find out more in terms of details. And also, in regards to what's going on here on our network, the Love Lawyer, Tori Fettman, will be back and joining us next Friday. And that will be on July 29th, which is a Friday, at 5:30 in the evening time. And if you are not familiar with Tori Fettman, she knows the Love Lawyer, and she, to tell her story, she's been on the program before. She's actually one of our first repeat guests, which is actually a great thing. Love having her here. And if you remember from last time, we almost lost track of time and ran out of time. But she's one of the most sought-after legal voices when it comes to civil unions, law and relationships in the law. Definitely check out our website, and she will be here. She's also now taking on an acting role. She's appearing in webisodes of a series called The Wise Guys. And we'll talk about everything that's kind of been going on here in Hollywood and catch up on what's going on with her and what's going on with these webisodes and just about everything else. So should be exciting, and that is scheduled, like I said, for next Friday, July 29th, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That will be a part of the 401 Lounge. So definitely listen to that and keep up with us on the latest news and everything else on our Facebook page at News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar Evans. And like I said, once again, I don't know personally how many of you out there actually listen. I don't know how many of you actually out there are supporting us, but I do appreciate each and every one of you. And we're kind of taking it low this summer and taking it slow, trying not to bombard you with everything. But we've got a lot of things that we're working on down the pipeline that I hope that you guys like. And really, we would love to eventually stretch this out to be longer than 30 minutes. So actually, if you are interested in maybe perhaps advertising on our show, or doing something along the lines of that, hey, get in touch with me here on the Blog Talk Radio page or on the Music Comment page. We'll definitely talk about it. If you've got something going on, we'll definitely push it, and we'll talk about advertising and things of that nature. But in the meantime, I would like to thank each and every one of you once again for listening, and keep in touch with us this week on our Facebook page for the latest in all of our programs, and when we have them done here, we will post them on that page. So until next we meet, I am LeVar. This has been The Cutting Room Floor, and thanks for listening, everybody.